Title: DJ Marky Approach. Warp a breakdown in Ableton Live 12 for 90s inspired darkness. Intro: Hi, this lesson walks you through a beginner-friendly mastering technique inspired by DJ Marky and 90s drum and bass. We'll take the breakdown section of a track, duplicate it non-destructively, nudge the timing slightly behind the grid, darken and age the sound, and blend it back into your master using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. The aim is mood and groove, not loudness warfare. Subtlety is the key. What you will build by the end, you'll have a non-destructive, warped breakdown clip inside your master session that sits just behind the beat for a laid-back 90s feel, is slightly pitch-lowered and spectrally darkened, lives on a parallel bus so the main master stays intact, finishes with a conservative mastering chain so dynamics and tone stay natural. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation. Project setup: start by duplicating your full mix or master audio track. If needed, export the full mix and re-import it as a single audio file. Create a new audio track and name it Breakdown Warp Bus. Drop only the breakdown region into that track in arrangement view. Mute or deactivate transient automation on the master while you work. Set the global tempo to your track BPM and save a version to project, for example song name Master V1, so everything stays non-destructive. Warping the breakdown clip: double-click your breakdown clip to open clip view and enable warp. Set the warp mode to Complex Pro for full mix sections. If you're working with a single drum loop, try Beats mode with a low transient setting. Make sure the SAG BPM matches your set BPM. Use warp from here straight to anchor the clip if live misdetects it. Add warp markers sparingly. CMD/Ctrl+ click on the transient you want to move, then drag the warp marker slightly backward, about 10 to 40 milliseconds, on key kicks and snaps. These tiny nudges push the feel slightly behind the beat, a hallmark of that relaxed early jungle/DNB groove. Keep changes subtle. Large shifts will sound unnatural in a full mix. For a slight pitch warble, use the clip transpose control. Try between -0.5 semitone and -2 semitones. In Complex Pro, also lower the formant modestly, around 0.5 to 1.5, to get a darker, fuller tone without making vocals sound weird. Create a parallel processing bus non-destructive. Create another audio track called Breakdown Master Bus. Route the breakdown clip to this bus using sends or by setting the bus track's input to receive the breakdown track. The idea is to have all processing on this bus so your main master remains untouched. Put a utility device first on the breakdown master bus so you can control addition level and stereo width while you tweak. Darkening chain using stock devices on the breakdown master bus. Start with EQ8 for gentle shaping. Low cut around 25 to 30 Hz to remove sub rumble. Add a slight mid boost around 200 to 600 Hz, +1 to +2 dB, to add warmth. For darkness, automate a resonant low pass, or simply reduce highs by about 1 to 3 dB above 8 to 10 kHz during the breakdown. You can do that with EQ8 automation or an LFO controlling the low pass. Next, insert saturator after the EQ. Keep drive low, around 1 to 3 dB. Turn soft clip on, and use dry/wet in the 20 to 35% range for parallel warmth rather than full distortion. Optionally, add vinyl distortion set very low, amount 1 to 4 for subtle crackle and grit. Redux is another option for a lo-fi character if you prefer bit reduction at low settings. Keep either effect subtle. For micro variance and analog instability, use grain delay with very short delay times between 1 and 10 milliseconds and a small pitch shift. Alternatively, use frequency shifter with a tiny modulation, under 0.5 Hz, and dry/wet between 5 and 15%. These add a tiny warble that suggests tape or vintage gear. Add a conservative reverb near the end. Set dry/wet between 5 and 12% and decay around 0.8 to 1.5 seconds. Use a high pass on the reverb. Send around 300 to 600 Hz to avoid muddying the lows. Insert multiband dynamics to slightly tighten the low band. Use a mild ratio for the lows, roughly 1.5 to 2.5, to keep the kick and sub under control without flattening dynamics. Finish the bus chain with a glue compressor or compressor for a little cohesion, and aim for only -1 to -2 dB of gain reduction. Add a limiter device with a ceiling at -0.3 dB. Use the breakdown master bus output level to a/B match the processed breakdown against the original so you're not fooled by loudness. Blend back to taste with the processed bus in your session. Leave the original master unmuted. Toggle the processed bus on and off and adjust its volume so the darker, warped version sits naturally. The goal is enhancement. not dominance. Master Bus touches safe for beginner mastering. Use Spectrum on the main master to compare tone balance, before and after. If the whole mix went too dark, use a subtle high shelf on EQ 8 after the master chain, plus 0.5 to plus 1.5 dB, to restore presence only when necessary. Finally, bounce or export both versions, original and warped, and compare them on different systems. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overwarp the full mix. Moving markers more than about 40 ms will usually create facey, unnatural results. Avoid repitch or large transpose on the full master. Big shifts change vocal formants and tempo perception. Prefer Complex Pro for full stereo content. Don't stack heavy saturation on the master and on the breakdown bus. You'll end up with harshness or clipping. Always match loudness before comparing, because saturation and compression can make a bus sound better only because it's louder. Keep low frequencies narrow. Widening subs damages mono compatibility. Pro tips: automate clip transpose, or formant a little through the breakdown for subtle movement rather than a static shift. Put grain delay or frequency shifter on ascend and send a small amount from the breakdown bus for more controllable parallel warble. Load a DJ Markey era reference track into Live and compare spectral shape and transient feel with Spectrum as you tweak. Use utility to automate width. Narrow lows to around 60% and keep highs wider for air. Always check phase after warping. Flip phase with utility to confirm mono compatibility. Mini practice exercise 20-30 minutes 1. Load a full mix with a clear breakdown, or export and re-import your mix. 2. Duplicate the track and isolate a 16-bar breakdown on practice breakdown. 3. Warp the breakdown in Complex Pro and add 3 warp markers to nudge kick and snare back by 15 to 25 ms. 4. Transpose the clip minus 1 semitone and set formant to about minus 0.8. 5. Create a bus and add EQ 8 low cut 30 hz, plus 2 dB at 350 hz. Low pass minus 2 dB above 10 kHz, saturator drive 2 dB, dry slash wet 25%, grain delay at 4 ms with dry slash wet 10%, and multiband dynamics on the low band with gentle compression. 6. Toggle the processed bus on and off and export 2 WAVs, original and processed. Listen on headphones and on monitors and note what changed. Recap: we worked non-destructively, used Live's warp in Complex Pro with small timing nudges and minor transpose slash formant shifts to create that laid-back 90s feel, and built a parallel processing bus with EQ, saturation, micro variance, reverb, and multiband dynamics to darken and age the breakdown while preserving dynamics. We finished with gentle glue compression and limiting, and emphasized level matching and a slash B testing. Extra coach notes: why this works: pushing a breakdown fractionally behind the grid recreates the human timing slack of early jungle and DNB ads. Dark hiss in the 90s sense comes from subtractive shaping and analog character, not just cutting highs. Keep enough presence so the track doesn't go lifeless. Treat this as a musical decision in the master. If the warped breakdown reveals mix problems, take notes for the mix session rather than overprocessing the master. Workflow shortcuts and safety checks: name versions clearly and work non-destructively. Use suffixes like warp A or dates. Put key controls in an audio effect rack and map macros for quick slash bing. Create separate wet and dry buses to blend different processing flavors instantly. Freeze, flatten, or resample to save CPU once you're happy with the results. Follow the device or rationale. EQ first, saturation next, micro variance after saturation, reverb near the end, and dynamics late in the chain or on a separate parallel path. For timing nudges, start with 10-15 ms, and rarely exceed 40 ms on full stereo content. Match loudness with utility before making subjective comparisons. Always mono check and phase flip after warping and pitch changes. Creative but safe variations: use band split parallel chains to preserve a tight low end, while coloring mids and highs. Crossfade between two slightly different warped copies to create movement, without continuous warp automation. For lo-fi vintage variant, push vinyl distortion or redux modestly and automate dry slash wet to taste. Map a slow LFO to formant or frequency shifter for a subtle undulating tape vibe. Troubleshooting if it sounds facey or washed. Undo big warp moves and reduce pitch slash formant changes. If the processed bus feels louder but worse, match levels and reevaluate. If highs vanish, restore a small high shelf or limit the low pass automation to the sections you want darkened. Monitoring and exports reference on at least two systems and a smartphone. Use a DJ Markey era track for comparison. Export a 24-bit WAV for mastering deliverables and keep both original and warped versions with clear file names. plus notes about the warp amount and processing you applied. Final encouragement: small changes are powerful. The 90s DNB vibe often comes from tiny timing and texture tweaks, not heavy-handed processing. Save iterations, rest your ears between a/B sessions, and trust subtlety. Do the mini exercise twice, once conservative, once a little bolder. Then compare results in different listening environments to learn what these small timing and spectral shifts do for a breakdown. That's the lesson. Good luck, and have fun bringing a darker, older school mood to your breakdowns.